Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Just another notch on the bad PR belt, Uber fires more than 20 people in a harassment investigation.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Uber has been scrambling to repair its image in the wake of a series of, let's go down the list, executive departures, a federal probe into its business operation, a lawsuit by Alphabet over alleged trade secret theft, wrongly withholding tens of millions of dollars from New York City drivers, an unfortunate leaked video from CEO Travis Kalanick berating an Uber driver, and the list unfortunately goes on. Most recently, we've learned the company has fired more than 20 workers as a result of an investigation into claims that it has an aggressive, male-dominated workplace that permits sexual harassment and sexism. Let's get more now from the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger, joining us from San Francisco. Hi, Greg.
Glad to be here.
First off, if you wouldn't mind, a quick background on the investigations that took place leading to these firings. How did we get here?
It is concluded, but not officially. This is just sort of the initial results. Uber has two or three concurrent investigations going on, and two of them are conducted by law firms. One of them is Covington & Burling, and that's where Eric Holder works, the former U.S. Attorney General. Mm-hmm. What came out was the results of the other investigation, which is a law firm called Perkins Coie. It led to 20 firings. They say that, and these are not all sexual related, some of them are for other matters. They say they've let go 20 people and due to their investigation. They were looking into the specific claims that people made. They looked at emails, they interviewed dozens, if not hundreds of employees, and that's the results that came out.
So if a company has to fire as many as 20 people for various reasons, perhaps that indicates that something is really amiss deep within the culture. Some say that this might very well be just a systematic problem. Is it safe to say that at this point?
Well, we could certainly say that, but Uber would say, look, we've dealt with the people who were bad actors, and that's really what this was about. Obviously, we'll need to put in new processes, and that's what the Holder investigation allegedly will come out with. New training, new ways to complain, new ways to be anonymous and have a complaint about a manager. And so, you know, I think what they would like the public to hear is that we've gotten rid of the bad apples, and there are things we can do to improve the process whereby people have a complaint and have it dealt with swiftly. But we're cleaning house.
So what might some of those new measures look like from Uber on a corporate level or strategic level? Where does it start in terms of trying to address these issues?
Well, I'll admit that I'm speculating at this point. People who have done these kind of investigations before, I've talked to a number of them, and they say that typically what happens is you institute a new training process. This might include sensitivity training that everyone has to go through. New hires will have it as well. And often it's videos, you know, people who work in large companies will know these well. And by making people watch these, they check a box at the end and everyone attests to the fact that they're on board with the sensitivity training, and it reduces the liability for companies. They can say, look, we have a culture here that's this way or that. Everyone's agreed to it, and people act in a way they shouldn't have. Well, they had the video and the training. They should have known better. And then it'll be, there'll be an anonymous complaint line. They'll add representatives to their HR department. They'll have a clear pipeline towards how to get people in trouble or how to get complaints heard more quickly. And it'll be those kind of things. And then by indications, some people higher up in management may be fired or may be reprimanded.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about Uber tackling cultural problems at the office. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So, Greg, are there any indications as to where this all stems from? What do people familiar with the workplace have to say about what might be at the root of the company's cultural problems?
Well, a lot have pointed to the CEO, who they say is is brash and sort of aggressive. But that's a far cry from being, you know, sort of permissive about behavior that is illegal mm-hmm. in many cases. And so it's hard to say. I think you want to point to one person, but I think it's sort of an attitude of let's grow fast and let's do whatever it takes and let's not get concerned with the details. And sometimes the details are worker happiness and complaints about managers who've acted inappropriately. And those things are roadblocks to a much bigger mission, which is to, you know, sort of taking over the world and with ride hailing, having people change their behavior, no longer to catch taxis, but to do it this way through the app. And so you can sort of imagine people saying, this is a distraction and let's focus on what's really important here for our investors and for customers and all that.
Greg Bensinger, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
For more on reporter Greg Bensinger's coverage of all things Uber, you can head to wsj.com/tech. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.